So I guess right now it'll be me checking sports. And if Mike calls in, of course, we'll go right over to that. The Miracle on Ice, 40 years ago. Miracle on Ice. You know, it's all you have to say, Miracle on Ice, and you know what it means. The USA, huge underdogs, defeated Russia, and that led them on the path to get the gold medal in the Winter Olympics. The Miami Heat are retiring Dwayne Wade's number 3 this weekend. As we said, at Lake Placid, they are celebrating Olympics past and what's going on at Lake Placid for the future. If you've never been there, it's an amazing place to go in the wintertime. I don't know if I would. I'm not necessarily the person to do that. Yankees news. Luis Severino, sore right forearm, so they've decided to shut him down and investigate it a little further. The Nets, Kyrie Irving will have season-ending shoulder surgery, so that'll shut down his season. NFL owners have approved the new terms of their collective bargaining agreement. They haven't really talked that much about it, but that goes on. In a real strange story involving sports, the NFL Saints are heading to court. Why? It's in the Catholic Church email dispute. They want to block the release of hundreds of confidential emails detailing behind-the-scenes public relations work the team did for the area's Roman Catholic Archdiocese amid its sexual abuse crisis. So that is pretty amazing. The Tampa Bay Rays, who have been playing great baseball the past couple of years, have come up with a free ticket plan that's described as win-win. The Rays are offering fans this proposition, okay? The Win Pack lets a fan pick any 4 regular season Rays games, okay, to attend for a total of $99. Now, if the Rays win all 4 games, the fan gets another voucher redeemable for a free ticket to another game. So you can go see a Major League Baseball game right off the bat for under $25 a ticket, which is amazing. But if they win all 4 of those games that you happen to see, you get another game for free, which brings down the ticket price to $20. And if you are a fan that has purchased tickets and you have 4 straight wins, you can keep choosing games for free until either they go to a losing game or the regular season ends. Their average attendance is just 14,000 to 15,000 fans a game. This is a team that went 96-66 last year. 96-66. So they're trying to get fans into that ballpark, and I think I give them a lot of credit. I hope they're successful with it because you need these small market teams not only to be good like they are, but you need people to support them. And in one of the more bizarre stories, the Houston Astros name has been barred by the Little Leagues that are located near Williamsport, Pennsylvania. They want to send a clear message to the 4,000 players about the Astros and their sign-stealing scam. So the Astros name has been banned to be used by the Little Leagues near Williamsport, Pennsylvania. All right. And a final ineptitude. A judge has dismissed Charles Oakley's lawsuit against James Dolan of Madison Square Garden stemming from the former New York Knicks forward's ejection from a game. And he was arrested 3 years ago. So his counter lawsuit has been thrown out. What more can I say? That is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Hopefully Mike will return on Monday morning.